defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here today. Lots going on. You're probably wanting to hear some commentary on what we know about a school shooting in California earlier today. Here's what we know so far from the press conference, you know, earlier today, just about an hour before the show today. A number of people were telling us, from the sheriff and responders and so forth. A 16-year-old Asian male walked into the school in the Commons area, I guess in the Quad area, and began firing. He pulled a 45 caliber handgun, not an AR-15, but a 45 caliber handgun out of his backpack, began shooting. Six people were wounded. They found out one of them was, in fact, the shooter. He did put a bullet into his own head, tried to kill himself. He has shot five other people. We know a 16-year-old girl is dead. It's tragic all the way around. What I want to know now is, what are the anti-gunners going to say? Because it wasn't an AR-15. Are they going to do what we know they want to do and call for banning of handguns also? We'll have more information about this as more comes out. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. Here's something I can tell you. You know, on the corporate front, you know how we were talking about Dick's Sporting Goods and Kroger's and Walgreens and Publix and Walmart and a number of other stores? Well, for the first time, and this is coming from Cam Edwards, who a very reliable source and somebody I know very, very well, but CarMax now is aligning itself with Bloomberg's gun control groups. Did you know that? So it's, according to each customer who buys a car from CarMax may choose, this is fascinating because this is National Philanthropy Day. Did you know that? That's what Cam starts his piece out with. Did you know that Friday, November 15th, is National Philanthropy Day? I had no clue. I had no idea. But there's a you know, you got Hot Dog Day, you got Taco Day. I mean, who keeps up with this stuff, really? I guess social media hounds keep up with this stuff. I have no idea. I don't. Do you have time to keep up with that stuff? Good heavens, I just simply don't have time to keep up with it, nor would I care. But apparently, Friday, November 15th, is National Philanthropy Day. Honestly, I've never heard of it. And while here Cam says, because he didn't either, because it's one of those made-up meaningless holidays that only corporations seem to pay attention to. So Cam nails that one. But I guess CarMax is doing its best to get some earned media, quoting Cam, based on the invented holiday with a little gimmick and a large donation to a couple of Bloomberg-backed gun control groups. Each customer who buys a car from CarMax may choose from a selection of personalized stickers to display on their vehicle in place of the traditional CarMax sticker. Sticker options highlight the company's support for nonprofit partners in Chicago, Las Vegas, and Phoenix that are involved in the following causes. And here we animal welfare, arts and culture, city engagement, education, food security, LGBTQIA. We're adding alphabet letters to that, aren't we? It used to be just LGBTQ, LGBTQ. Now it's Q. I don't even know. I don't even know what the IA is. Outdoor conservation, safe communities, veterans and military families, and youth sports and play. In addition to local nonprofit partners, CarMax is also supporting national nonprofits. Kaboom, dedicated to creating more equitable play spaces for all kids. And the mission continues, empowering veterans to continue their service and empowering communities with veteran talent, skills, and preparedness to generate visible impact. CarMax is also donating to Every Town for Gun Safety in support of its program, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, an organization, get this, committed to fighting for public safety measures that can protect people from gun violence. Okay, my question is, how come there's no Second Amendment Foundation on there, right? Or how about, I wouldn't expect them to put National Rifle Association on there right now at this stage of the game with the way Wayne's got that whole organization messed up from the top down. There you go. That's my little dig at Wayne LaPierre today. You caught that, I'm sure. But why? How come there's no Second Amendment Foundation in there? Does that not exist? Cam goes on to tell us that if CarMax wants to support anti-gun groups like Moms Demand and Every Town for Gun Safety, they have the right to do that, and they do. But why don't they? Why would they want to alienate customers by not offering the opportunity for other people to donate to organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation? Why would they alienate half of Americans, maybe more? Why would they do that as a corporation? Why wouldn't they give other options as well? So what does that tell you about their corporate position or the people that are leading the team, the management team at CarMax? That's an embrace of gun control. And look at how many cars around the South. We've seen car dealers around the South that give away firearms as promotions for purchasing guns. They give them a gift certificate for a gun and allow them to go purchase that. That's a popular promotion. Carolina's Ford God Guns in America promotion has garnered the small town dealership plenty of national attention and even drawn out-of-state customers, according to Derek Hughes, the Honea Path dealership's general manager. Honea Path, okay, that's Carolina. We've had people from as far as Texas and PA. I think we've had a couple of them from Oklahoma. Buyers drive off the lot with their Bible and a flag, but the gun part of the offer is usually a $400 voucher redeemable at Locked and Loaded, Tactical Gear Store, 20 miles south of Abbeville, North Carolina. So you ask yourself this question, why would they do that? Why would a company do that? Have they drank the Kool-Aid? Have they been sold a bill of goods? What is it? What has made American culture, American corporate culture, cave? And I don't have the answer to this question. It's a legitimate question. But what has made a large portion of American corporate culture cave into the leftist? Why? To leftist ideology, does it mean that everybody in their boardroom is left? Are they being threatened? Is it corporate blackmail? Is it the old Jesse Jackson shakedown routine? Seriously, I don't have the answer to that question. I'm sure it's very dynamic. There are a lot of things in play. You've got individual, a single member LLC, and the single member LLC owner is a Looney Tune wacko. I could see that, right? That's understandable. Several managers in an LLC, or maybe you've got a corporation that's got a board of directors that are family and they all think the same. But what about a large corporation like CarMax or a large corporation like Publix? There are many people. There are many backgrounds that are running these companies. So why is it that they sit in a boardroom and they make the decision to cave into leftist policies? Clearly, we understand what happened in the case of Walmart or Publix or Kroger's. That was pretty much a shakedown. Every town came in and threatened them. It's almost extortion. Do this or we're going to do that. Say this or we're going to say that. And in many cases, these companies go, just say it and get them out so we don't have to worry about it anymore. But CarMax and putting a sticker up for every time, why would you alienate? You've got to know how polarizing that is. Because the Second Amendment is wrong and the Every Town for Gun Safety push to eradicate it is right? Again, I don't have the answer to that question. But as a gun control, I like the way Cam closed out. Do you think any gun control advocate is going to drive from Oklahoma to Illinois to pick up a car with a personalized Moms Demand action sticker? I doubt it. He's referencing the fact that people drove from all over the country to buy a car, to get a voucher, to buy a gun. Now that CarMax has waded into the turbulent waters of the war on gun ownership, I also doubt there will be many Second Amendment supporters making their next purchase at the used car chain when they have automotive options that aren't actively trying to take away their rights. And that's absolutely 100%. Dick's found that out to the tune of $250 million, $250 billion, and that number's rising and going to continue to rise. And there are not enough gun control activists that are going to show up to shop in a boycott type thing as they would that will walk away, as we did, from Dick's Sporting Goods. The same thing is going to happen to CarMax. I've got a 15-year-old son, not going to be long. I'm going to be looking for a car for him. I can tell you right now, unequivocally, it will not be from CarMax. We may give my wife's car to my son. I bought my daughter a little Kia, used Kia Forte. Nice little car for her. So my son might wind up with my wife's and buy her a car. We're not going to go to CarMax. Are you going to go to CarMax now that you know that you can give your... It's just the whole thing. the whole corporate culture aligning itself with social justice warriors is not good for corporate culture. Not when you alienate half of America who might otherwise have bought your product. None of this. I studied management in college. I have a BS in management. In business, I would never make a business decision like that. It doesn't make sense to me. I guess in today's day and age, feeling the liberal do-goody, we have to do something, is worth a few billion dollars in the long run in your corporate profits? I have no idea. But I know there was a day in America where a board of directors wouldn't have stood by and allowed that to happen and probably would have seen that somebody was fired. I'll be back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms Platinum microphone here in the GunBroker.com studios. Get this. I ask you those questions about what makes things tick at the corporate level when you're talking about this corporate caving to pressure for a reason. Because Smith & Wesson, this is fascinating, and we'll ask the questions together. I don't think we're going to get the straight answer, but I think we can make a pretty well-educated guess. Where I want to take you, I didn't mention in the previous segment that nearly 150 CEOs, if you recall, sent a letter to the Senate urging lawmakers to pass gun control legislation. You recall that. We talked about it. Fox covered it. AWR Hawkins covered it. Virtually every left-wing paper covered it in the nation covered it. And we spoke about it on the air more than one time. These are steps Congress can and must take to prevent and reduce gun violence. That's why we urge the Senate to stand with the American public. They're talking about the House of Representatives. And take action on gun safety by passing a bill to require, now if it's truly gun safety, they would talk about some type of damaged product, but it's not. It's not gun safety, it's gun control. By passing a bill to require background checks on all gun sales, which already exist, by the way, and a strong red flag law that would allow courts to issue life-saving extreme risk protection orders. There were 500 employees. Now, was it CEOs of companies? CEOs of companies with more than 500 employees. It was a diverse group as far as size of companies was concerned. Notable signatories on that list also included Jack Dorsey. He was there signing on behalf of Square and Twitter. Arianna Huffington, Uber CEO, Airbnb CEO. What's his name? Brian Chesky, I think, and a number of others. The business leaders' letters came after a Washington Post editorial, is what we saw there, that singled out Mitch McConnell. And it was in an op-ed, if you recall that. We won't go back and rehash that whole deal. But it's interesting now because, as I speak to you, Fox Business just yesterday put out a piece about Smith & Wesson and American outdoor brands splitting. Now get this. Amid significant changes in political climate, the company's chairman cited the political climate as part of the motivation behind the move. American Outdoor Brands apparently no longer wants to be associated. Now, this is a guess. Let's dig a little into this from Fox Business. And then I'll give you my take. The split, expected to be complete in the second half of 2020, is going to be carried out as a tax-free stock dividend. So you're going to have two separately traded companies here. They're independently publicly traded companies. That's what's getting ready to happen. And that will occur in the second half of 2020. And it will occur as it says, a tax-free stock dividend to stockholders. The company's chairman cited changes in the political climate, I'm quoting now, as part of the motivation for the move. And here's what he said. There have been significant changes in the political climate as well as the economic, investing, and insurance markets since we embarked upon what we believe have been our very successful diversification efforts. We believe that separating into two independent public companies will allow each company to better align its strategic objectives with its capital allocation priorities. Let me tell you what I think that means. I may be wrong. I don't think I am in this case. I could be, but I'm not. But this will allow American brands to distance themselves from firearms, as Dix is doing and others. You mark my word, that's what's going to wind up happening. Again, I could be wrong, but it would seem to make sense based on that statement and the mere fact that they're separating. Keep in mind, he says, and I continue, we believe the name American Outdoor Brands Corporation will better reflect our family of brands, our broad range of product offerings, and our plan to continue building upon our portfolio of strong American brands. Then it mentions a number of retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart, who we were just talking about and have been for a while, have updated their firearm sales policies in the wake of a number of deadly mass shootings, which have spurred increasing calls for gun control across the nation. So what you've got here, I think, if I'm correct, is American brands, Smith & Wesson going back to being Smith & Wesson on the gun front, and American brands over here, outdoor brands, going, hey, we don't have anything to do with the guns anymore because now we are going to cave to pressure because they're feeling whatever pressure they're feeling. And I don't know where that pressure is coming from. Clearly, they're getting some pressure. They have to be. Economic pressure? What economic pressure are they under? I don't know. He doesn't say. Well, I don't know. He didn't say. All I know is he said that the political climate, what is he talking about as far as the political climate? A push for more gun control because the Democrat socialists are controlling the House of Representatives. That's what he's referring to. And the political climate being driven by a hating, gun-hating, freedom-hating propaganda wing of the Socialist Party, the mainstream media, otherwise known as the legacy media. That's what he's referring to. Because that's where you feel those shifts, those changes come from. When the political climate changes, how do you know that? If you get bombarded with a story for the next, as we have been with gun control for the last 2 years, just ever since the socialists have taken over the House of Representatives, what's happened? Gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control, constantly coming out of the mainstream press. Constant. Does that change political climate? No, it doesn't. The political climate's still the same. The socialists want gun control. The difference is the media is pushing it and shoving it down your throat. They're lopping off your head, cramming it down your neck, and then putting your head back on for you. So you begin to feel that there's a shift. That's the power of the mainstream media, by the way. You begin to sense this shift because they're telling you something. Right now, that shift is focused on what? Universal background checks and red flag laws. And that's what I keep telling you. They're not going to go away. If you were to give it to them and say, okay, we're tired of hearing it, and give it to them, they're going to want something different. Next, it's going to be registration because the universal background checks aren't working. We have to do something else. They're not going to say else. That's just what it means. We have to do something. Then it's we have to do something else. So it's fascinating to me because I believe what you're going to see is American brands, or they will have the freedom to completely distance themselves and cave. Now, I don't know where the pressure is coming from. I don't know what type. I mean, you know where it's coming from, but you don't know what type it is. I don't think we're privy to that. We don't know how bad it is. We don't know how bad Publix got whacked or Walgreens got whacked. We don't know what every town said to them. We can only imagine what they said to them. But we know it amounts to extortion. Do this or else we're going to bury your business. We're going to call for boycotts. They're threats. That's how these groups do business. They threaten and they use big bucks to do it. So will there be a shift in that tactic if Bloomberg is running for office? I don't know. I don't think so. Will it be as bad as it is today with Bloomberg running for office? Is the money going to stop to a certain extent? No. Just like I said yesterday, he's got tons and tons and tons of doughies. No money's going to stop flowing. I find that hard to believe. There might be a shift in a direction of some money, possibly. Again, don't know. We're going to have to wait it out and find out. I just got an email here about the shooting in California. We'll be talking about it. We're going to wait. We wait on these things until we have facts. I don't want to sit here and tell you what a 24/7 news cycle is speculating on until we know for certain. We've done this enough to know that. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios and the Car Arm Platinum microphone. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense back here in the GunBroker.com studios. I'm going to talk with you a little bit about Wisconsin. There's another Second Amendment sanctuary thing going on here in Wisconsin. Interesting, because it's been happening around the country, but this one's a little bit unique. I really like the commentary here from some of the commissioners. We'll go there briefly in just a second. I want to remind you that on November 23rd, I will be at the High Caliber Gun Shop and Pistol Range on Old Highway 5 in Holly Springs, Georgia, particularly if you're anywhere around the Atlanta area, if you're anywhere near the vicinity and you want to come on out and say hi. GunBroker.com will be there. We will be grilling while armed outside. Hope the weather's doing us nice and not as 18 degrees-ish as it was yesterday and this morning when I got up. But nonetheless, November 23rd, in just a couple weeks, we will be out there. Well, a couple weeks, about 10 days, 9 days, we'll be out there in outside grilling while armed at the gun shop owned by Sean Jurgensen, former Georgia state representative and a good friend of mine. GunBroker.com will be there. Brad Primo, Lead Slinger's Whiskey is going to be there. Crossbreed is giving away vouchers for free stuff. GunBroker's giving away another range bag at the event during the day. And I will be taping parts of the Sunday Monster Cast with some of those great, you know, Brad Primo on the microphone and Patricia Huff there and Sean himself and others and just regular people like us just going there buying guns and grilling while armed and having a great time. My fingers are crossed that the Mad Ogre will be there. And I can promise you at that time of day, we will be drinking Defender Coffee while we're there and supporting all of you. You never know what some of those other partners of ours might be doing here. Are we going to see something from Vault Pro Safe? Are we going to see something
you know, from Law of Self-Defense, maybe some book vouchers. I don't know. We're working on all of that. But make sure, please, to support all of our sponsors. And if you can come out, please do so. You can get your Defender Coffee, by the way, at defendercoffee.com and support the Second Amendment with the profits. Every time you drink a cup of coffee, it's kind of a no-brainer, okay? It's a no-brainer. These companies are stepping up in a very difficult time and supporting Armed American Radio and keeping this voice on the airwaves, okay? And we want to support them. Please, please support them. You can visit armedamericanradio.com to see a list of all of the sponsors, and the list is growing. I have big news coming in a couple days, but I'll hold back on that, and I'll tell you when I can. I'll probably give it to the premium members first. Well, in fact, I know I'm going to, but you can become a premium member, too, at armedamericanradio.com. All right, let's go to the Second Amendment issue. Florence County is the first county in Wisconsin to take a step. Well, not a step. I guess they did it when they became and voted to become a Second Amendment sanctuary. What exactly is a Second Amendment sanctuary? That's in response to calls for gun control by socialists who are controlling certain state governments or governor's offices. When these people jump up and start, you know, calling for all this unconstitutional trash and garbage and coming after law-abiding citizens and their constitutional right to bear arms. Good, decent people across the country are standing up and saying, enough. We're sick and tired of it. We got to thank Beto O'Rourke more than anybody, even Swalwell prior to him, really. Swalwell was out there running their mouths. We've been telling you here for 10 years, that these socialists wanted to take your guns away from you. And thank God that they finally came out and said it. And we've discussed it with multiple guests throughout the years. And in every case, we've been right. We've all said this is what their ultimate goal is. And they finally, we predicted, they would finally come out. Someone would come out eventually and call for it. And they did. And we thank them for that. As Mr. Gottlieb said, now they own it. They can't run away from it ever. And we're going to make them eat it. And that's exactly what we intend to do in the 2020 elections, particularly if Michael Bloomberg runs, whether he runs or not. But particularly if he does, because we've got a great target to go after because he's funding this stuff. So we'll be up in his face, up in a club, up in his face every single day. And we're probably going to be doing that anyway because he's funding the socialist movement to take away your guns. But enough people across the country are waking up to this threat and say, wait a minute, hold on a second. My threat to you that you have to come and take it isn't a threat. I'm responding, which is what they call it. They call it a death threat. That's not a threat. The threat comes from you coming after my constitutional rights. And in Florence County, they said, no, it's not going to happen. We're going to take our step. And they did. And on Tuesday, Florence County in Wisconsin became the first county in Wisconsin to designate itself a Second Amendment sanctuary. And what that is it takes a strong stance against any potential state gun legislation. They've stood up. They've stood up and said no. Now, it's considered a non-binding measure. We were talking about it earlier in the week. We were talking about Sarasota County becoming the first county, a Second Amendment sanctuary. I was in Tombstone. It's a Second Amendment city. That's what we were there celebrating. It's second year by decree signed by the mayor. And the sheriff stepping up to the plate and saying, I'm not going to enforce any unconstitutional, socialist-contrived gun control scheme against my citizens. Not going to happen. So here's what happened. It's a non-binding measure. But what it does is it signals to county officials, and I'm quoting now from this, and this is from Iron Mountain Daily News. The move signals county officials may opt not to enforce any gun control laws that might manage to pass the state legislature. An unlikely prospect for now in Wisconsin, given that Republicans control both the Assembly and the Senate. And that's exactly what they control. The fact of the matter is that no, I don't think anything's going to move, but here's why. Because Democrat governor, that means socialist governor Tony Evers, is calling for a special session on gun control. And despite being adjourned, quoting, Thursday, within minutes of being gaveled to order by Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, was enough to convince a number of Florence County residents such a public declaration was needed. Because here you've got a socialist where the Republicans control the Assembly and the Senate stepping up wanting to call for special gun control session. And the Senate Majority Leader, I mean, no sooner than he gavels it to order does the governor say that. And that's when these residents said, you know what? No. Here come the socialists again. We need to write a song. Here come the socialists. Here come the socialists. Here come the socialist gun grabbers now. I mean, we could just have so much fun with this. It's not even funny. No, I'm not going to sing it. I'll help you write it. Mark Kirtzner, he owns something called Saloon Number 2 in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. This guy approached the county about becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary after he heard Evans wanting a red flag law. That was his straw that broke his camel's back, which, of course, as we all know, gives judges the power to take people's guns away without any due process whatsoever, merely from an accusation by someone who in many states and cases might not even know the individual. To even say that in America, it's just so wrong, isn't it? You know that that's wrong. We all know that's wrong. But they call for it anyway. And what he does is what he said was to the county commission was the governor is not a friend of the Second Amendment. But here's what you got in Wisconsin. You got Madison. Madison's like Austin, Texas. You got Madison, Wisconsin controlling the state. It's a very liberal town. We don't need to give any more authority to Madison, is what Supervisor Edwin Kelly said to the open debate on Tuesday. But there wasn't much debate in Florence County. That much I can tell you. Every single person who spoke urged the board to pass the measure, and the board did it unanimously. And not only did every person who speak urge the board to pass the measure, not only did the board pass the measure unanimously, but they did it to a raucous applause from everyone who filled that Florence County courtroom. It was filled to the brim. Here's the kicker. Sheriff Dan Miller. Now, this is a constitutional sheriff issue here. This is wonderful. He led off the comments. The sheriff, Dan Miller, led off the comments saying, I believe in God. I believe in guns. And he said existing laws were enough to handle anyone who might commit a crime with a firearm. The sanctuary resolution spells out, get this, that the sheriff will be able to, and I quote from the resolution, exercise sound discretion to not enforce against any citizen an unconstitutional firearms law. Aaron Volwing, he's the commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 3635 in Florence, said, you're right. That's right. Our veterans fought for this right. County Board Chairman Jeanette Bomberg responded, you're right. They fought for that right. And she observed that forefathers had great foresight in 1791 to lock in gun rights. Here's what Supervisor Holly Wallstrom said before I got to run for this break. I have a right to keep and bear arms. We'll be back right after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the Car Arms Platinum microphone in these GunBroker.com studios. I was just looking at some numbers about Bloomberg and the amount of money. I something came across my desk earlier today about the hundreds of millions of dollars that have already been spent. I want you to, when you think about that, hundreds of millions of dollars, and this man has pledged more. Imagine being able to toss out hundreds of millions of dollars and still be able to afford dinner and have it not dent your pocketbook. Can you imagine that? That's the kind of money. Every once in a while, I'll let that cross my mind, and it just blows my mind when I think about it, what we're up against. It is daunting, and it's difficult to wrap your head around, but when you try to think about it, it can seem very unnerving. And it can also make you feel kind of like, well, you know, I don't know that we're going to be able to win this. I go back to my comment my mother made, very concerned prior to Trump's election. She said, I think there's just more of them than there are of us. And she was talking about progressive liberals. And let me correct that. That was when Barack Obama was reelected for his second term. My mother made the comment. She said, I guess there's just more of them than there are of us. And that's not true. That's not true. A lot of people voted for Barack Obama for a lot of different reasons, including John McCain and including that they wanted to feel like they were making history or, you know, a lot of wishy-washy things. A lot of guilty white Americans felt like they had to vote for him because he's black, because that's what the progressives do to people. They guilt and shame white people. There's that whole thing going on. But there's not. This is a conservative center-right country. It always has been. And it always will be. And I'm pretty confident that that's going to bear itself out in 2020 again. And a large portion of that conservative center-right country is you, the American gun owner. And that's why when you start to feel these things, like when I look at these numbers, I was looking at that earlier today and I just kind of closed my eyes and I just immersed myself in how much money that is coming from one individual who has the ability to control that. Now, God bless him for making that kind of money. You can only do that in this country or China, I guess, as long as China continues to stick it to America, right? Or maybe if you're a Russian oligarch or something, or some Russian mobster. But nonetheless, for the most part, America allows people to take their ideas and their ingenuity and create vast wealth. And that's awesome. So I don't have any problem with Bloomberg doing that at all. If he can make another $75 billion, God bless him. But he's using a chunk of that, it's that huge fortune, to come after our gun rights. And it can seem pretty daunting when you look at it, as I did earlier today. So I want to remind you of that. And quickly, the reason I bring that up is because I want to wrap up on this Florence deal. And I think it's important that while it kind of made me think when I was thinking about all that kind of money coming at us and the press coverage that they get and that they can buy with that kind of money, I go back to the closing of that Florence, Wisconsin, Florence County, when Supervisor Holly Wallstrom Stratton said, "You're right. I have a right to keep and bear arms. And we're going to declare ourselves a Second Amendment city." And that's exactly what they did. There are states across the country. Did you know that half the counties in Illinois have already done that? Did you know that? Half the counties in Illinois have taken the same step because they feel threatened. In Idaho and Wyoming, every county has adopted that status. Florida now, and it will steamroll. It's going to steamroll around the country. I'm going to guess that when a socialist emerges, when one of those wackos emerges as the front runner, and it appears that that individual is going to get the nomination, we're going to look back at what they said about coming after your gun rights, or for that matter, what they didn't say. And by that, I mean by not telling Beto he was a fool, or what we heard Bloomberg say, even though it was disingenuous because we know what he wants to do and take away our guns. But they didn't say. So it's not going to be just the virtue of what they did say. It's also going to be what they didn't say. It's going to be what they let sound like. They shake their head. Yep, all about gun confiscation. They just shake their head. They don't have to say anything. Their volume, their silence speaks volumes, doesn't it? It does. So, yeah, just a reminder. Lots of money coming at us, but lots of Americans just like this in Florence County, and there will be more that will step up. And when you've got sheriffs like Dan Miller, Mark Danels in Cochise County, guys like that, Sheriff Mack, he's been on the show. We'll bring him back. We'll bring him back in the next week or two. When you've got constitutional sheriffs like that, they've got the back of the people. But take a listen to what one of the commenters said. Sad, this guy's name is Dave Zanin. Dave Zanin. Sad to see such extremism, especially led by people who purport to be law-abiding citizens and elected officials who are obligated to follow the law. The majority of Wisconsin voters elected Evers, despite the legislature doing everything it can to undermine the people's vote. You have people out there like this Kool-Aid drinker. He's swilling the stuff. And this, the reply to his comment says it all. This is fascinating. Obviously, the Bill of Rights and the ability of each county and municipality to check and balance any so-called law they deem as unfit for a free people is lost on you. I'm sure you have, as most, no concept of jury nullification. And he goes on. The fact of the matter is that there are people out there who feel that way, who think that their socialist government, for whatever reason, makes people tick, can write any law they want, and if you refuse to follow that law, you're no longer a law-abiding citizen. No matter what that law is, what's lost on Dave Zanin is laws have to be made within the framework of our Constitution. And our Constitution gives us the right, or recognizes, not gives us, forgive me for that, recognizes our constitutional right. That right recognizes our God-given right to keep and bear arms. It does not grant it to us by the government. It recognizes it. And it shall not be infringed. And Dave Zanin and many, many other people like him who are sucking down the Kool-Aid at Bloomberg Kool-Aid and lemonade stands around the country are the people that you have to wonder. Now, you know, sadly, you don't have to wonder. You just have to know they're out there. Wondering why they make what makes them tick and why they are the way they are will drive you absolutely bonkers insane. Forget it. Just know they're there and understand that that's the way they think. That any law, because you see, here's a guy that doesn't like guns. That's all. He wouldn't be saying that if he didn't. And believe me, this is the type of guy who would probably say, look, I support the Second Amendment, but it's sad to see such extremism. Can you hear this? These people are bought and sold by Bloomberg. Really, it's really astonishing. I'm going to close out the hour with this, with some really good news. October gun sales jumped 10%, and they are continuing what has been a recent rise. Americans are buying more guns, and you knew this, as Democrats propose confiscation. couple days ago, our good friend Stephen Gutowski at the Free Beacon wrote this up. Last month's gun sales were up 10% compared with October 2018. Two reports from industry groups show that to be the case. Third straight month of increased sales. Prediction, it's going to be, there'll be a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. If the Democrats begin to quiet down, if the press begins to stop their squawking, then you'll see those numbers begin to decline just a bit. But as they continue to squawk and as they continue to screech and get louder, those numbers are going to continue to rise. We've seen this pattern for years. Simply go back and look at Barack Obama. Numbers were rising before the first election, and they continued to explode throughout his eight-year tenure. The National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting, SAAF, estimate that there were just over 1.1 million gun sales in October compared to 1 million in October 2018. So think about that. That's a 10% rise. Jürgen Brouwer from SAAF, chief economist, said in the statement, the industry has seen well-improved sales numbers over the past 3 months. And it's going to continue. That upward trend is going to continue. The longer and louder they get, the more guns you, me, and the rest of us are going to continue to buy. In October, I added something to my stable, a Kimber Micro 9. What did you add to yours? Yeah, that was in October. That was a wonderful thing. A Kimber Micro 9 was added to my stable. And you know what? I think I'm going to go out and play with it for a little bit later today. Enjoy the rest of your day, will you? Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms microphone in the GunBroker.com studios. We'll get up and do it all over again tomorrow because we can. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to head to the range. I'll see you on the radio.